This is AFM Pacific Radio Report. I'm Marine Corporal Jacob Cole. Sailors on Fleet Activity Secosca took part in the theater-wide training on responsible alcohol use, risk management, and acceptable behavior. The training is in response to an incident in Okinawa during which a Japanese national was killed in a vehicle accident involving a U.S. service member. U.S. Naval Forces Japan Chief of Staff Captain Keith Henry explains what this training means for service members.
All we can do is march forward with the guidance we have right now, which is no alcohol for us in this area, and giving everybody a reset of their training.
For more information on the Liberty policy, contact your chain of command. Another kind of training continues in the Marine Corps Air Station Iwakuni as Marines gear up and perform hot refuels. Lance Corporal Kate Curtis takes us to the flight line.
Marine Fighter Attack Squadron 121 exercised a hot refuel while dressed in mission-oriented protective posture, also known as MOP gear. A hot refuel is when an aircraft refuels while keeping its engine on. MOP gear is protective equipment that helps guard against chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear threats in a contaminated area. Gunnery Sergeant Justin Michael Jones, VMFA 121 Ordnance Senior Non-Commissioned Officer in Charge, explains why the exercise is so crucial to operational readiness on the air station.
It's important to be proficient. The battlefield, there's not that much time to be able to put the aircraft in the air to be able to support. So every second that we can save on that possibly is saving someone's life.
This exercise improved the overall operational readiness of the base by getting the aircraft back in the fight despite the simulated outside threats. Reporting from Marine Corps Air Station Iwakuni, Japan, I'm Lance Corporal Katie Curtis.
This has been your AFM Pacific Radio Report. Thanks for listening.